I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. DeKalb County schools are open today after a huge water main break forced more than a dozen schools to close early yesterday. Buford Highway is now open in DeKalb as well after a 48-inch pipe burst and flooded the roadway yesterday, spilling over 100 million gallons of water. Crews are still on the scene as water pressure is being restored to customers and businesses in the area. DeKalb schools are asking parents to send their kids to class with bottled water today as a safety precaution. A boil water advisory remains in effect for the entire county, which could last several more days. GPB's Summer Evans has more.
Schools, businesses, and homes were without water Wednesday after a main water pipe in Doraville busted open. While crews were able to stop the flow of millions of gallons of water, DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman says the cause of the break is unclear.
So there was some type of structural failure. We don't know exactly what it is. That is a process that we'll go through to help to determine the cause of this and to see what steps might be taken going forward to prevent a massive break like this from occurring again.
A boil water advisory was put into effect as a precautionary measure. For GPB News, I'm Summer Evans in Atlanta.
State lawmakers will vote today on a bill that aims to improve Georgia's maternal and infant mortality rates. Georgia Health News reports that House Bill 909 authorizes the Department of Public Health to rate hospitals based on care and services offered to mothers and infants. Georgia ranks second to last in maternal mortality, or mothers who died during pregnancy or within a year of giving birth. The risk is even greater for African American women and their children, and for women and children in South Georgia. As the debate over guns continues, a nearby Atlanta city actually requires homeowners to own a gun. Kennesaw, Georgia, local law states that every head of household residing in the city limits is required to maintain a firearm. That law was enacted in 1982 when the population was only a few thousand people and was meant to be a kind of crime deterrent. CNN reports that Craig Graydon of the Kennesaw Police Department says Kennesaw has been receiving calls from other states and countries as far as Norway inquiring about the town's gun law. A group of Kennesaw State University students is suing the university, saying it intentionally made it difficult for the students to bring a conservative guest speaker to campus. According to the AJC, the Young Americans for Freedom are the group behind the suit. They're accusing the university of viewpoint discrimination by charging an extra $320 for security costs for guest speaker Katie Pavlich. KSU says due to the size of the event and the speaker's controversial nature, added security was necessary. The Georgia legislature is currently considering a bill that would require the state's public colleges and universities to protect students and groups permitted to speak on campus from heckling. Facebook says it's building a $750 million data center near Social Circle, which is about 40 miles east of Atlanta. Yesterday, Governor Deal and Facebook officials announced that the social media company plans to bring 100 full-time jobs. Rachel Peterson is Facebook's Director of Data Center Strategy and Development.
We selected this location for a number of reasons, like access to good renewable energy, a strong talent pool to draw from, and very importantly, a great set of community partners.
The data center in Stanton Springs will be powered by 100% clean and renewable energy and cooled using outdoor air instead of energy-intensive air conditioners. The new facility will be Facebook's ninth data center in the U.S. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.